Missing Jane.
Helen, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 12th of March. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Biscay, Trafalgar and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low 300 miles southwest of southeast Iceland, 965, moving eastwards and losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra. Southerly, 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwesterly, 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later in Viking. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromartie, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, except in East Fisher and East German Bight. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor for a time. Biscay, southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 except in southeast, veering westerly later in north. Rain later, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Seoul. Westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, but 4 to 6 in South Fitzroy. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 until later. Rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest, veering westerly later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9. Rain, then squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwesterly, 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in Rockall. Rain or wintry showers, moderate or poor. Bailey, cyclonic, 3 to 5 in north, but 7 to severe gale 9 in south, becoming northwesterly, 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, then wintry showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Faroe, South Faroes. Southwesterly, becoming cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times in Faroe. Squally, wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in North Faroes and 3 in southeast Iceland. Wintry showers, moderate or poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest, 8, mist, 4 miles, 986, falling quickly. Stornoway, southwest by south, 7, slight rain, 3 miles, 979, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south, 7, slight rain, 2 miles, 983, falling more slowly. Lucas, southwest by south, 7, recent precipitation, 13 miles, 995, falling quickly. Bridlington, southwest by south, 4, 1,007, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 6, 5 miles, 1,018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 6, 5 miles, 1,018. Jersey, southwest, 4, 8 miles, 1,020, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 6, 1,018. Scilly Automatic, southwest, 7, 5 miles, 1,015, falling more slowly. Valentia, south-southwest, 6, moderate drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1,001, falling quickly. Ronald's Way, south-southwest, 7, mist, 4 miles, 1,001, falling quickly. Malin Head, south-southwest, 7, mist, 4 miles, 989, falling quickly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 12th of March. The general situation, a complex area of Atlantic low pressure running to the northwest of the United Kingdom, will maintain a blustery southwesterly flow on Thursday, with squally showers and gales, but severe gales for some waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 5 at times later. Rain, then wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Occasional rain, then squally showers later. Good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, occasionally 4 for a time. Fair at first, then rain or showers, squally at times, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 at times later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in south, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 in east, veering westerly, 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 until later. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, veering west 5 or 6 for a time later. Rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Southwest 7 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Mainly fair, rain for a time, then showers, good, occasionally poor for a time. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, occasional rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwesterly, veering westerly later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first and for a time later. Rain, then squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly, veering westerly later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first and later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Finally, Shetland Isles, south or southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Rain, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, Prayer for the Day, presented by Sophia Rahman.
Good morning. Last year, I signed my husband and me up to a 6-month beekeeping course. It was the best thing we did that year, a lovely way for us to learn something new together, to join a new community, to break away from the rigmarole of life. And whilst our instructors were indeed all humans, the honeybees themselves taught us many lessons. Here are just three. One, good leaders leave their egos behind. From the queen bee, we learnt about excellent leadership. to be focused on the needs of your team, providing them with what they need to best fulfill their roles, but not micromanaging or interfering, trusting them to thrive whilst also working hard in her own role as the queen bee. 2, communication is key. Bees do a waggle dance to communicate to their hive where nectar can be found. They don't gatekeep knowledge. A bee wanting grooming has a different sort of dance to express their itch, and a fellow bee won't hesitate to groom and relieve them. If the queen is lost, the bees will seek her out, and when they do, they'll lean towards her, turning their whole bodies into arrows indicating the way. Compassionate community can only truly be built on attentiveness, communication, and hard work. 3, sustainable efficiency. Bees are efficient, not in the soulless corporate sense of efficient, but in the wholesome sense of being focused and driven.